It's Morning Edition from New Hampshire Public Radio. We're joined live now by New Hampshire Senator Jean Shaheen, who spoke at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia last night. And she had just addressed the New Hampshire delegation this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to talk to you, Senator. Thanks for the time.
Well, it's great to be here in Philadelphia. It was an exciting night last night, and we had a good debate at breakfast, so I'm looking forward to another great day.
Well, Senator, I know from here it looked like there was a lot of frustration in the crowd among Bernie Sanders supporters yesterday, but how would you describe the scene from the podium last night? Did it look that way?
Well, clearly people were there to support their candidate. I understand that the Bernie folks want to give him cheers and want to continue to support his agenda, and that, I think, is one of the great things about the compromises at this convention, is that we are going to have a progressive agenda that we're going to continue to run on to continue both Bernie's legacy and the Obama legacy.
What did you think of Senator Sanders' speech last night? Did he do what he needed to do to bring the party together?
I think he absolutely did. He made a very good case for why we need to elect Hillary Clinton president and talked about why he's going to go out and support her. And I think that translates to so many of his supporters. The last number I saw was that about 85% of those Bernie supporters have already switched to Hillary and they're ready to go out and work for her in the fall. And that's what's most important, because what we all agree on is that Donald Trump should not be president of the United States.
Is that your takeaway or what your message for so-called Bernie or bust voters that are having a hard time getting behind Clinton?
Absolutely it is. I am reminded of the 2000 race between Al Gore and George W. Bush, when people who were not happy with Al Gore in New Hampshire voted for Ralph Nader and swung the 4 electoral votes to George W. Bush. And that was the election. And what we saw then was tax cuts for the wealthiest in this country, an invasion of Iraq, which is a legacy that we were still involved in, and a very different country than I believe we would have had if Al Gore had been president.
Senator, I do want to ask you about the situation with the Democratic National Committee and the release of the leaked emails showing apparent bias in favor of Hillary Clinton. What's been your reaction to all of that?
You know, the individuals who were involved clearly showed their bias. I think that's unfortunate. I think Debbie Wasserman Schultz has stepped down. I support that decision, and I think we need to put it behind us and move forward, because this election is not about emails at the DNC. This election is about who is going to lead this country in a way that is going to reduce the disparities between the wealthiest in this country and the poorest, who's going to try and make sure that the middle class has a way forward, that they can send their kids to college and afford that, that their children will have childcare when they need it, that people can get good jobs, we can have an economy where we are creating good jobs and supporting small business, that we can make sure that the United States continues its alliances with NATO, with partnerships around the world that make us stronger. And Hillary Clinton is the person who will do that. Donald Trump is unfit to be commander-in-chief.
I understand, and I understand your point. I'm just wondering if this kind of thing doesn't just exasperate the situation with the Bernie or bust supporters.
You know, at this point, they've got to decide what they want to do. Do they want to continue to complain, or do they want to make a positive difference in what happens in November? And I'm betting that they're going to want, that they love their country more than they want to complain.
Polls show this is still a close race with Trump and Clinton.
It is a very close race,
yeah.
And that's why we can't afford to have people sitting on the sidelines complaining, why we all need to work together.
Well, Hillary Clinton continues to struggle some with her favorability and trust numbers. What does she need to do in the next 3 months to change that dynamic?
Well, I think one of the things that needs to happen in this convention is the beginning of that, is people need to know more about Hillary Clinton, the person. You know, the person who I've known since before she became First Lady, who works for things she believes in, like early childhood education and health care for all Americans, and who, when she gets struck down, gets back up. You know, that's what America is all about. It's not about each of us getting our own way. It's about what we do when we don't get our own way, how we get back up, how we keep going forward to make America a better place. And that's what Hillary Clinton has done, and that's what she'll do as president.
Senator Jeanne Shaheen is live in Philadelphia at the Democratic National Convention. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you. Great to be with you.
Take care.